All right. Well, this guy definitely has a no-trade clause in his contract at Vanderbilt. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery
hotline. And Joe, here in Music City, we can honestly say this. The Doors need a road win as bad as Amy Winehouse needs a comb.
Oh, man.
Seen her do, remember Amy Winehouse's first big hit?
That's right.
Rehab?
Frank.
I don't know.
My goodness.
Frank.
Well, all I know is it's an interesting game today with Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, both nationally ranked, both 2-3 in the conference. So it's a situation where really both teams need a win, and Ole Miss has lost back-to-back road games. You know, both these teams are coming off 20-point losses. You know, the Rebels to Mississippi State, of course, Vanderbilt to Florida. So there are a lot of similarities in this game. But you're right. Vanderbilt really needs to get a win on the road to try to get a little confidence back, because right now I think that's reeling a little bit.
And can Vandy defend that backcourt combination of freshman Chris Warren and Inel Polonese? And that, to me, might be the key of the game.
It's probably one of the two keys of the game to me. Obviously, that's been a problem for Vanderbilt all year long with guards that can drive and penetrate and handle the basketball. And certainly that's the case with Warren and Polonese. They're very good, even though they're young. And I think the other issue is the matchup inside of Ogilvy and Curtis, because you've got two guys that have a tendency to get into some foul trouble. And you wonder, you know, if one team can get the other in some foul trouble, who the advantage would go to there. So I think you're right, though. Watching the guard play and that inside post play is probably going to be the two keys to this game.
I know I should know this. Is Polonese Olden Polonese's boy?
His boy?
I mean, his son. Is that his son?
No, we're friends. They hang out.
His son!
Jeez!
I don't think so, but okay. I'll double check that for you.
All right, thanks.
They kick it every once in a while.
People marching on us?
No, I'm just saying, is that his son?
I'll double check that.
You guys got to go all PC on me. All right. Where were we?
How healthy is A.J. Ogilvy for this game?
You know, he's better. I don't think he's 100%, Mark, and that's certainly a concern, but he's better than he was. This is one of those lingering things that, you know, has hung on for about a week that kind of takes your strength a little bit, and so I'm sure he's better, but he's not 100%. We'll keep an eye on that. I'll be curious, to be honest, if there are any other changes. I'll be curious if Kevin has reached a point where he thinks he needs to shake things up a little bit, either lineup-wise or rotation-wise. So, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not the standard, you know, five that hit the floor to start the game. There might be something a little bit different tonight.
Joe, for Ole Miss, Andy Kennedy has done a heck of a job with that program in just a couple of seasons.
He's terrific. I mean, this is a guy who's only been a head coach 3 years. You know, the one interim year in Cincinnati and then two at Ole Miss. And, you know, he came down here and won 20 games last year, and he's got them rolling again. He's done a great job. And Vanderbilt fans certainly remember when he rolled into Nashville with Cincinnati and had a great team. And Devin Downey was on that team, you'll recall. And they played very well and beat Vanderbilt in Nashville. And I think he's just done a wonderful job here, and he's kind of infused some enthusiasm back into the program, certainly some expectations back into the program. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to have a big crowd there tonight in the Tad Pad, and it'll be another tough environment for the Commodores to deal with.
Will the Grove be open tonight?
I doubt it.
Maybe a little chilly
We'll cruise by and see, but I don't think it's open on Wednesday nights as a rule.
All right, Joe, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, guys.